Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our Savior, a name that we love to mention that is above every name, even our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the continued study and the closing meditations of our present subject we have been considering on God the Father and His family. Our present meditation for this week, concluding this great theme, is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, in relation to the Father's home in heaven above. We read the words of the Savior, saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We have already considered the reality of the Father's house. We have also considered the locality of the Father's house. And also, it has been our joy to consider the felicity of that home above. Today let us consider the immensity of that home. In verse 2 of our chapter, the Lord Jesus says in the opening words, "In my Father's house are many mansions." May we emphasize the word many. Many abodes. For the word many indicates the immensity of the home of the Father above. I wonder if any of you ever heard the words of an old hymn, very familiar to me, in which the statement is made, "Millions have reached that blissful shore, and yet there is room for millions more." Who of us can reckon how many people will inhabit the Father's house? May I remind you of the parable of the Great Supper, spoken by the Lord Jesus in Luke's Gospel, chapter 14. And when inviting many to that supper who refused, the Lord in the parable told the servant to go out into the highways or the streets and the lanes of the city, and then into the highways and the byways and the hedges, compelling them to come in. And the Lord added near the end of that parable these words, "That my house may be filled." For it is the intention of the Father to fill the home above. And beloved, is it ever possible in the human thinking of our creature minds we could ever conceive of the immensity of the Father's home in the glory of the heavens above? Oh, my beloved, may I say this indicates one truth. It is so immense, there is room for you. If never you have come to the Savior, if never you have accepted the invitation to the Father's house above, why not do it today? There is still room, and I know not how long there may be room. I know not how long the invitation of God's grace and love will be extended to the human race. For there will be a termination to it, and the coming of the Lord Jesus to take the kingdoms of this world and in dominion rule over them himself will terminate God's day of grace. And I say to you, my friend, for two reasons. You never know when death will come, neither do you know when the Lord will come. But today and this very moment, while there is room, come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way, and He has declared there is room for all who are willing to come. May it be, my friend, if never before you have acknowledged your willingness as well as your desire, though guilty, lost and helpless, ruined by sin, worthy of eternal judgment, the Savior says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Then we have another truth we'd like to present today regarding the Father's house. Not only its immensity, but its permanency. May I read again the opening words of verse 2? In my Father's house are many mansions. Underscore in your mind the word mansions. This is the King James translation of it. Others may have the translation, many abodes, many dwelling places. And I do not approve, but greatly dislike one translation that translates the words, in my Father's house are many rooms. Please let me say, my Father's home in heaven above is not a rooming house. I've had the privilege, if I could call it such, and necessity of being in a rooming house, not very frequently, but I never considered a rooming house a home at all. My Father's house is a home. And the word mansions, I can understand why the King James translators put the word mansions here. The Greek word suggests a place of permanence, and the permanency of that blessed home is indicated by the meaning of the word. As the translators put this word mansions within our King James Version, I can understand it, being born in the old country of England. In the countryside near where I lived, there were mansions, there were castles, there were buildings that had been erected hundreds of years and centuries before. They were built to stand the test of storm and all elements of weather. And they were built to stand it possibly permanently. Now we know of a very truth. There is nothing permanent in this world. We know from the Word of God someday this whole world will crash. And it is the intention of God to destroy the present universe and bring in the glory of a new universe with a new heaven and a new earth. But nevertheless, when we think of the Father's home, the Savior declares its permanency. It will be the permanent dwelling place. It will be the permanent home of all of His children. Beloved, may I state, to you and to myself, who are believers in the Lord Jesus and the children of God in His family, we do not have a permanent home on the earth. You may fortunately have a good home, but may I declare to you, it's not permanent. You're going to move away from it. You someday will depart from this scene. But may I ask the question, do you have a permanent home in heaven? Do you have a permanent dwelling place, which is to be the Father's house? And with millions who have been redeemed, to enjoy the greatness, the vastness, the immensity of the home above. My beloved, what a home that is, that the Father has prepared for those that know Him and love Him. Beloved, the permanency of that home, God invites you to enjoy in that eternal day. For when the Lord Jesus comes, read if you will the book of the Revelation, chapter 21. Begin in verse 9. Read down into chapter 22 through verse 5. And read the record of the permanency of that heavenly home, that holy city that is called the New Jerusalem, that city that is paved with a street of gold, and the glory of the walls garnished with precious stones, every gate that is of one huge massive pearl, and the glory of God and the glory of the Lamb lighting the city permanently. No electric bills. The river of the water of life flowing freely through it. There's no water bills to pay. And there's fruit in that city to partake of from the tree of life that is in the midst of it forever. And the inhabitants of that city will dwell in the glory of that city that will shine with the glory of God forever. They will dwell there permanently. My beloved, may I say again, the things that are seen upon the earth, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. But to the faith of a believer, to the faith of a Christian, those unseen things are blessed and eternal realities. And every Christian is greatly assured in the permanency of that home in heaven. Oh, my beloved, I raise the question again. Will you be dwelling in that day of glory, in that permanent home? For the Savior declares its permanency, as he says, in my Father's house there are many mansions, not only insinuating and implying the greatness and the vastness and the immensity of the home, but the permanency of the home by the word mansions. Many abodes. I want to tell you very frankly, heaven is not going to be cramped. It's not going to be a cramped dwelling place. There's room. And may I say, my beloved, there's room for all who will come. Will you not come if never you have? The invitation to dwell in that home is given to you. That invitation invites you to come as a sinner and put your trust in the redeeming blood of the Savior, that you may have a right to enter that holy city and dwell in the heavenly home with the Father above forever. May God grant you will be there, is my earnest prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may the invitation that has been given, not by thy servant, but by thyself, reach the hearts of many. They may come to Christ today. In Jesus' name, amen.